After 70 years, dog tags that belong to a World War II soldier who was stationed in Nome are on their way home to his family. KNOM's Jen Ruckel has the story.
Nome resident Mario Gandolfo was combing the Bering Sea coast recently for sea glass when he says the small brass treasure found its way into his hands.
I bent down to pick up a piece of sea glass, and the wave went out. And as I was picking it up, the wave came back in, and with the wave, the only way I can describe it, it was almost as if God's hand had incorporated into a wave, and he placed this 1943 World War II dog tag into my hand. And I just looked at it and stood up like it was in complete shock.
Perfectly preserved, though battered by the waves, the dog tag identified Earl Vogelaar as a soldier from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gandolfo says immediately he wondered what happened to the soldier and how his tag wound up in the Bering Sea.
I was in basically a mild state of shock because all these things were going through my mind. Were they out on maneuvers and they hit a reef or something out off of Nome and they sunk and everybody was lost on board? You know, I mean, all these things were going through my mind. It's like, I've got to find out what happened to this man.
After a bit of investigation with the help from social media and a Grand Rapids television station, Vogelaar's family was located. It turns out the soldier was stationed at what is now the Nome Airport. He was a member of the 11th Air Force Squadron and helped transport tanks and planes from the lower 48 to Alaska. A survivor of the war, Vogelaar finished his life as a welder and died in 1994. Due to a family feud, Vogelaar never knew his grandson, Dustin, but Gandolfo was able to meet Dustin over Skype to share the news of the recovered tag and see photos of Vogelaar as a young soldier.
Even right now, sitting here, my arms, the hair is standing up. I just get all chilled thinking about it. I mean, most people's reaction would be, that's cool, I'm going to keep this. But to me, this is somebody's life, and it obviously was lost, and it had to find its way back to where it belonged.
Vogelaar's tag is currently on its way home to Linda, his eldest daughter. And Gandolfo says he's happy his stroke of luck came at the opportune time.
I feel really good, especially because of the fact that I found these people before Veterans Day. That makes it even the more special, you know. And there's not that many World War II vets left, and we should cherish and honor them as much as we can every day of the week.
And if this rare find isn't impressive enough, Gandolfo added he believes he found two other military relics along the beach this week, a Confederate States of America brass belt buckle and a fork from the U.S. Army. In Nome, I'm Jen Ruckel.